Our scripture reading today, our first one, is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Our second reading is from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 7. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and that they that be drunken are drunken in the night.
And again, I just want to thank God today for being here. I thank him for his loving kindness to me, and I thank him just for being God. I thank him that he guides me and he directs me and he speaks into my heart and to my mind. I thank him for all of those things, and I thank him for Broadway Christian Church. I give honor to the board, the trustees, the elders, and all of the congregation. And today I'm going to jump right into our sermon. Today I want to talk about praying. I'm guessing you probably imagine from all of the songs and everything that has been playing today. I want to talk about prayer for just a little bit here. First, I wanted to thank Lori for the song, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. We went over a few different songs, and she said she'd like to surprise Larry with their version of it. And I thought, oh, this is a really, I like this song. It's really nice. And so I want to talk about just how important it is to take that time and talk to Jesus, take that time and sup with him and pray with him. And so I'm coming from the topic, don't stop praying. Sometimes it feels as if our prayers are not going to be answered. Sometimes it feels like we sit and we pray in vain and we're, God, please help, please work this out, and it seems like nothing happens. And so I want to encourage you today to not stop praying, even when it seems like he's not coming. It seems like it's not working. Don't stop praying. So that's the topic I want to talk from. Brother Daryl and I, we have quite a few conversations. We were in the fellowship hall a week or two ago, and he was sharing a story with me, and I just thought it was very appropriate for this sermon. He talked about a group of friends that prayed together all the time. They come together and pray. One of them had a stroke and was in the hospital, and it was a serious stroke. And the friends came together and prayed with him. They came to the hospital, prayed with him. And a day or so later, the doctor came to them and said, what did you guys do? I know this had to be God. And I'm Daryl, forgive me. I'm putting it in my own words because I can't say it exactly how you shared it with me. But he said, I know this had to be God. And so I want to encourage you. He told them that this young man was so much better. They could see that it was God had worked a miracle for this young man. And so I want to encourage you with that, that it's so important that we pray. Had those young men, his friends, had not gone to the hospital to lay hands on him and pray for God's healing. If they'd been, well, he's had a stroke and they just gave up on it, you know, whose report will we believe? When we believe the report of the Lord says we're healed. And so they went to the hospital, prayed for this young man. The doctor told them, don't stop praying. Continue to pray for him. He's getting better. And so I just think that is a wonderful testament to this topic, to just not stop praying. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the report says, it may say there's no hope, but there's hope. Don't stop praying. So my first scripture today is 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And I know we have 5:7 there, and that was my fault. I gave her the wrong scripture. It was just a typo. But the scripture that I want is 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And it says simply, pray without ceasing. Just so simple. Just don't stop praying. Continuously pray. Whatever you're at, whatever's going on in every situation, you don't stop praying. No matter how long it takes, even if it seems like the prayers are not being answered, it seems like they're not working, you keep praying. God hears you. He hears those prayers. And he will answer, because God is the God that keeps his promises. Amen. He hears our prayers. So don't stop praying. Continue to pray. Keep on seeking his face, seeking his answer, seeking his healing, seeking his deliverance. Don't stop praying. Our next scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God has given us a promise here that if we pray and we seek his face, we turn from our wicked ways, turn from what we think is right, he's going to forgive and he's going to heal. So we have to continue to pray. We have to continue to seek his face no matter what things look like. And I know we face, there are trials that come in our lives. We face trials. We face hardships, but we can't give up on God because he's never given up on us. So we have to continue to pray. So do not stop praying. Do not give in to what the enemy says. Do not give in to what it looks like. Because many times, I think we talked about fear last week and or a couple weeks ago, and it's false evidence appearing real. Do not give in to that fear, but know that God's going to answer. But it takes us to stop and pray. To take the time and pray. As I was going over this sermon, a personal story came back to me, and I thought I should share it with you all today. When I was much younger, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease, and I just was like, no, I don't believe this report. I know that God is a healer. I know he can heal my body. And so in our church, we do what's called a prayer line. So in my family church, we do what's called a prayer line. And in that, the elders we get in the line and have them pray for us, pray for our sickness, pray for healing, whatever it is that we needed. And so they would do it every year, every week at the end of service. And so every week at the end of service, I would get in that line. I did not care what anybody had to say. I didn't care what it looked like. I didn't care. I needed God to heal me. And so I got into that line. And you know what? It took nearly 5 years, but I would get in that prayer line every week, and the elders would lay hands on me, and they would pray that God would heal my body. And sure enough, after three or so years, I went to the doctor, and they had no traces of it. There was no traces of Graves' disease. And I still, to this day, almost 20 years later, I do not take any medication for it, because God is a healer. But you can't be concerned with what others think. You definitely, it's like, if you know you need prayer, you get prayer. If you know, if you have to call someone else to join you, if you need a friend to help you pray, get on that phone. I need you to pray with me today. I need prayer. I'm struggling today and I need help. I need you to pray with me. So don't stop praying. Know that God is there. He's in the midst of our prayers. He hears us. And so as I was preparing to talk about prayer, I started to think of who in the Bible was really known for their prayers and their prayer life. And the Bible book that came to me was Daniel. And as I started to read it, it was just such a beautiful book. And it was just full of so many stories. But the one that I want to talk about here today is in chapter 2 of Daniel. And so just a little background. Daniel was brought to Babylon as a captive. He was captive. And they were brought to Babylon. And it was him, and it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they're sometimes referred to as Mishael, Azariah, and Hananiah. And so they were all brought, and they all had the gift of prophecy and interpreting dreams and so forth. But they were all brought, and they were held captive there. And they had to show that their God was greater, and so they made a deal with the officer, the King Nebuchadnezzar's officer. And they asked him to let them eat only what they eat, their vegetables and their water, to show that they are just as strong, just as great as the soldiers or the astrologers and the magicians and so forth that were there in Babylon. And they did that, and they showed. So they found favor with the officer, is what I'm getting to. And so we're going to start here at chapter 2, and that's what I want to kind of hone in on. King Nebuchadnezzar had a... I'm sorry. Then David went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men. And so a little more background I'm sorry, I kind of skipped that part. But the background was King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And he wanted someone to interpret this dream. And all of the magicians, the astrologers, all of those who were from Babylon, they could not. They said, there's nothing we can do. We cannot interpret this dream. It's impossible. We can't tell you that. So he ordered that they all be killed. And so Daniel and his friends were like, well, you know, we can do this. So that can we have, and they found favor with the officer, can we have an audience with the king? And that's where the scripture comes in, where they're asking the king, give us a moment. We can, because our God knows what dream you had and he can interpret those visions for you. And so that's where they came in. Daniel went to, and I'm sorry, I think I'm probably trying not to confuse you, but Daniel went in, he asked the king for favor and asked him to allow them time to talk to their God so that they could tell him what his dream was and that they could tell him what it meant. And so he went to his friends and he said, we must pray. And that's the point I want to get to. No matter what it looked like, they were facing death because the king said he wanted to kill all of them who could not interpret his dream. And so they were facing death, but they didn't say, oh no, we're not even from here. How could you lump us in with all of these other magicians and astrologers? We're not from here. Our God can do this. So instead of feeling sorry for themselves or complaining about it, they went into prayer. They didn't stop praying. They went into prayer. He gathered all his friends together, the three young men. They all got together and they prayed and asked God to interpret the dream for them, to give them what the dream was and how to interpret it. And that's exactly what God did. And so my point today is that we don't stop praying. Daniel, even in the face of being killed, they were right facing that they would all be killed because no one could interpret the dream. He got his friends together, just what I said, and they started praying. And God gave them exactly the answer. He showed them exactly what the dream was, and then he showed them exactly what it meant. So Daniel found favor with King Nebuchadnezzar because of his God. And so I think when we don't stop praying, when we continue to pray, even when it looks like things are failing, we find favor with God and we find favor with men. People will turn to you and say, can you pray? I know your prayers get through, you know, and I think that's amazing when you've shown that God's prayers, when you pray to God, he hears you and he answers. And so I want to encourage you again, just don't stop praying. Continue to pray and know that no matter what the situation looks like, God is with you. And then I have one more example of Daniel. And again, we find Daniel now he's found favor with King Nebuchadnezzar, and now he's in charge. He's like an ambassador now. And so an administrator now. And now he's under King Darius, and he's got favor. Everyone loves him because they know that he speaks to God and he hears from God and God acknowledges him and answers his prayers. And so there's a group of other leaders. How many know when you're in leadership, sometimes you have to face opposition. Sometimes other leaders, sometimes other people who are working with you try to find a way to take you down. Amen. Just out of jealousy sometimes. So that's what Daniel was experiencing, because now he's gone through, he's proven that his God is real. And now he's here with King Darius, and King Darius's plan is to make Daniel king at some point. So all of the other leaders were like, we've got to find a way to stop Daniel. And there's nothing we can do because he's a pretty good guy. He's a pretty wholesome guy. He does what he's supposed to. He loves his God. He does what God tells him. So they said, the one thing we can get him on is that he prays three times a day. Every day he prays three times a day. They said, so we'll make a decree that you can only pray to this God, to Darius, and you cannot pray to anyone else. No other gods can you pray to for 30 days. And of course, Daniel wasn't going to do that. He was a man of God. He trusted in his God, and he was not going to pray to another God. And so they had the decree. They made the decree, and that's where we're starting at on Daniel 6:10. This is what Daniel's reply was to the decree to not pray to anyone but King Darius. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, which was the decree, he went into his house and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. So he continued to pray. He did not let it stop him. He didn't care what anyone said. He opened up his windows so they could hear him. He continued to pray. It didn't matter that he was facing the lion den on this on this occasion. Each time they're very violent, and what they would plan to do if you pray, they were, you know, first they wanted to just kill him. Here they were going to throw him into the lion's den. He didn't care. He didn't care. He trusted God, and he went and he prayed 3 times a day that God would deliver him. And God did just that, just what he prayed. He didn't give up on God. He didn't go back again and rehash, you know, I shouldn't even be here. This is not my home. This is not my country. What am I doing here? He didn't do any of that. He didn't complain about it. He went back and prayed. He prayed 3 times a day until God answered. And he did deliver him. As you all know, the story of Daniel and the lion's den, God did deliver him. He closed the lion's mouth. And so I just thank God that I thank God for these stories, because they give me life and hope. And I had another family story. You know, we just had a lot of things go on in our family, but it kind of goes along with this one, in that there's no shame in prayer and asking for prayer when you know you need God. Hey, it doesn't matter where you are. My mom was sick back in the 80s, and she'd had surgery, and then infection set in, and so she was really sick, like deathly ill. And my aunts were prayer warriors. They came into the hospital, and they were saying, "We're not sure if there's any hope. We don't know." This is what the doctors were saying. And my aunt told the doctor, "Excuse me." And they pushed him to the side, and they fell on their knees at her bed, and they just began to pray over her and pray over her. They weren't ashamed. They weren't ashamed of God, or that there was prayer needed right then and there. They needed to pray, and they did. There was no shame in it. They were like, "Hey, I'm not hiding that I pray to God. We need God to answer. We need our sister healed." And that's exactly what happened. And God really, he healed her instantly. The infection just ran out of her body as they were right there in the hospital praying. And so I thank God that he's a healer. And if you're in need of a healing, hey, ask for prayer. I will touch and agree with you anywhere when it comes to that. I'll touch and agree and pray that God is, he's our healer. He's our deliverer. Anything you're needing from him, he has the answer to it. So I want to encourage you again to not give up on God. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. Continue to pray, even when it looks like there's no answer. It looks like he's not coming through. God is a deliverer, and he will come through. Our final scripture for today, I want to leave you with Psalms 55:22. "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." And that's it. Just give. He's telling you, he's asking you, cast your burden on me. Give it to me, and I will take care of it. I will answer your prayers. I've got you. Amen. Yeah. So I asked them for that song, "Just a Little Talk with Jesus." And it's just the words of it. It's exactly what I'm saying today. Just a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your faint cry. He will answer by and by. Hear the prayer wheel turning. Know the fire is burning. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. It just blesses my soul. And I can hear my mom singing it. It was one of her songs. And I can hear her singing that. And it just blesses my soul to know that when we're in times of trouble, just a little talk with Jesus. It doesn't have to be wordy. I mean, just call his name. Jesus. Oh, I thank you. Jesus. Oh, I love you. Just a little talk with him makes it right. So I thank God today, and I'm getting excited. So I'm going to move on into our closing prayer. And today I just want to pray for you today. I want to pray that in times of need, that you will go to God in prayer, that you will know that there's no problem that he cannot solve. He is our God. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord. You are our God. We thank you that we can come to you, that we can cast our burdens on you, God, and you will take them and you will answer them. We give you, God, all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. You are so wonderful. You are so merciful. You are so kind. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you. So I pray for each and everyone here today, God, that they will know prayer is the answer. Not to stop praying, not to lose hope, but to know that prayer in you is the answer. And we give you, God, all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.